Welcome to our read-along of January, a Victory Garden calendar for boys and girls. This book is exclusively available right now in our Farmhouse Library membership, but we do have just the January book, but not the rest of the months, available as a free PDF download you can find in the description. Anytime that you hear the chime, you can go ahead and flip the page if you would like to follow along in person. Chapter 3. Your garden may not look as I have it here. The chief gardener took his pencil and a piece of paper and drew a little plan. He was not much of an artist, and sometimes when he drew things he had to write their names below so that Prue and Davy could tell which was the rabbit and which was the donkey, and so they wouldn't think the kitten was a lion. But a window was not so hard, and then he could put names under the plants, too. On the next page is the picture that the chief gardener drew. You can see that on page 9 of your January Victory Garden book. While he was making the picture, the children had been asking questions. Which is my side? Oh, what's that in the center, the tall plant? What are those vines? What will we have in those little pots? Oh, I know what those are. Those are morning glories. Oh, goody. The last was from Prue, when she saw the artist putting the flowers along the vines that he had made climbing up the sides of her window. Yes, said the chief gardener, those are morning glories. You can have 2 vines in each pot if you wish, and in that way we get 4 colors, blue, white, purple, and pink. On Davy's side, I have made climbing beans, scarlet and white runners, because they are very pretty and also very good to eat. Davy's is a vegetable and yours a flower garden. Then, if Davy wants some flowers and you get hungry, you can give him flowers for vegetables. Oh, that will be playing market, won't it? I just love to play store and going to market. My beans look a good deal like Prue's morning glories, all but the flowers, said Davy. So they do, Davy, and they really look something the same in the garden. The leaves are nearly the same shape, only that the morning glories is more heart-shaped, and then beans have 3 layers to the stem instead of 1. Sometimes I have taken a morning glory for a bean just at first. What else have we? Asked Prue. What are the little flowers and the big ones in the center? If the chief gardener felt hurt because his pictures did not show just what all the flowers were, without telling, he did not say so. He said, well, in the center of your window, Prue, the big flower is made for a sunflower. Not the big kind, but the small western sunflower, such as we had along the back fence last summer. I think we can raise those in the house. I just love those, nodded Prue. Then those 2 slender plants are sweet peas on your side and garden peas on Davy's. I put 2 in each window because I know that you love sweet peas, while Davy is very fond of the vegetable kind. I'd like a whole bushel of sweet peas, said Prue. And I wish I had a bushel of eating peas, said Davy. And I know that sweet corn in the middle of my window, I just love it. Yes, said the chief gardener, and a little pot of radishes on one side and a pot of lettuce salad on the other. Do you think you like that, Davy? Can't I have strawberries instead of salad? Asked Davy. Strawberries don't bear from seed the first season, and I can't remember any fruit that does unless you call tomatoes fruit, and I don't think a tomato vine would be quite pleasant in the house. It doesn't always have a sweet odor. Oh, well, I can eat lettuce, said Davy. I can eat anything that's good. What are in my other little pots? Asked Prue for the 3rd or 4th time. Well, one is meant for a pot of pansies. Oh, pansies! Pansies! Can't I have 2 pots of pansies? You can have 3 or 4 plants in one pot. Perhaps that will do. Then you can put nasturtiums in the other little pot. They are easy to grow and very beautiful. Yes, said Prue, I never saw anything so lovely as your nasturtiums by the house last year. The chief gardener looked at the sketch and tapped it with his pencil. Of course, he said, your garden may not look just as I have it here. I don't draw very well, but I can make things about the right sizes to fit the windows, and that isn't so hard to do with a pencil as it is with the plants themselves. Plants like children don't always grow just as their friends want them to, and they're not always well behaved, you see. But won't my bean vines and corn grow up like that? Asked Davy. And won't my morning glories have flowers on them? Asked Prue. I hope they will, and we will try to coax them, but you see, things may happen. Sometimes it comes a very cold night when the fire gets low and the plants are likely to chill or perhaps freeze and die. We can only try to be very careful. "How long will it take them to grow?" asked Davy. "That is not easy to say. When everything is just right, some seeds start very soon. I've known radishes to pop up within 3 days. When the weather was warm and damp, corn will sprout in about a week in warm weather. Sweet peas take a good deal longer, though we can hurry them a little by soaking them in warm water before we plant them, but we will talk about all that later. First, let's see about the pots and earth and the seeds." And that concludes the Chapter 3 of January Victory Garden Calendar. Go ahead and watch the Chapter 4 companion video and then move on. See you next time. This has been a preview of our Victory Gardening for Kids book series and online course, exclusively available in our Farmhouse Library membership. This course includes a printable ebook/unit study for every month of the year, with audio read-alongs and DIY videos that tell the story of Davy Prue and the Chief Gardener as you learn together historic wartime Victory Garden knowledge, covering starting seeds indoors, hardening and transplanting, building cold frames, what and when to plant, and even harvesting and preserving, canning, how to store produce over the winter, and how to cook with the harvest for the holidays. It even has a few fun projects to use your harvest to make cute little toys and projects. Now, in our Farmhouse Library membership, you also get access to over 200 more books, courses, audios, and bonuses. So if you would like more information, go ahead and click the link in the description.